Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, Layla.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
I'm sick.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to mute this button over here. I hit the wrong button. But welcome to GT Profession Network Radio. It's a great opportunity. I'm really excited for everything that's going on here in Houston, Texas, in reference to independent films and what's going on in H-Town. Everybody wants to know how we're growing. In leaps and bounds, and Houston is, as the fourth largest city in the United States, it has really grown exponentially in reference to everything, not just oil and gas, but not only in sports, but now also we're heading into filming. So I just wanted you to share with our radio listeners in reference to growing a network, building a network, and what you're doing currently right now as an actress.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to it. So as far as building a network and growing a network, in Houston, the independent and short films are really big right now. That's where networking is. That's where it happens. And, I mean, as far as being an actress here, just definitely going out, auditioning, joining little meetup groups, It's actually getting really, really big in Houston. The film industry is growing a lot. I'm really excited about it.
I'm so excited as well in reference to what I'm doing here with the new production that we're doing for the movie Joy Comes in the Morning, produced by SCS Films under Cedric Cortez Stokes, and then, of course, co-writer Mr. Norman Ray Fitch here in Houston. And the production, as we grow, continue to see it's a lot of great opportunities for actors that's locally in Houston to get work and also to promote themselves. That's what it's all about, self-promotion. Your credits is going to grow.
Definitely.
The more active you are, the better you get involved, the more you're going to see a lot of great opportunities, but not just in film, but also in TV and commercials and a lot of other facets that we can get into. So with that being said, Layla, how long have you been doing this, and what is your aspiration for the rest of the remaining part of this month and the rest of this year, 2015?
Well, my aspiration for the rest of this year and the rest of the month, I'll start with that first, is definitely to grow. I am all about growth. Grow as an actress, grow as an entertainer. How I have been doing it is definitely getting involved in projects with meaning and like the film Joy Comes in the Morning, the independent film that's getting ready to go into production. I'm very, very excited about that. And along with a few other independent films and docudramas, it is a networking thing, too. That's very, very important. You definitely want to reach out to as many people as you can, and not just people in your immediate industry, in the entertainment industry. There are so many people in other industries who have an interest in what we do, whether it is to back or it is they just want to help or something that they want to do that they've never done before and they want to give it a go. I mean, it's such a big pool to network with down here, and there's so many people down here who are just ready and raring to go. There's so much talent down here. So many people don't even realize it.
Yeah, I'm in 100% agreement with you, Layla, and I believe that 100, that you see a lot of great potential here. And it's coming from Chicago, where I'm from up north, and moving down here to Houston, Texas, I've seen nothing but growth since I've been here. And all the talents that I've interacted with, because I used to be a talent scout with Talents International here in Houston, and working with models, actors, singers, and dancers, it's really a great opportunity for companies to invest their dollars into the talent that's here locally. Not only that, sponsorship, as well as product placement for companies being in film. And this is one of the things that I wanted to share with a lot of business owners. If you are looking to really expand and grow your network, filming is where it's at. Being involved in a production that's locally in your area, in your city, is what you want to do. So you want to find those key perks where you can get your information out and you can grow it bigger than ever. And this is the opportunity that we see now, Layla, with actresses and actors becoming independent, marketing themselves and promoting themselves. With your website, it's a great opportunity for people to see exactly what it is you're doing, what's current, and then also how to connect with you as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Product placement is huge in the industry, and it's beneficial to both sides, the vendor of the product as well as the people in the industry. There are so many films that are mostly, if not just about completely financed by product placement. And then when you see somebody's product in a film and it reaches masses of people just from one shot in the movie or you know, one little scene, and then all of a sudden your product is the worth of it and the market for it just explodes because you reach so many people at one time.
That is correct, and that is what we call mass production. Just like on social media, where you have Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all these other places, Instagram and all that, you see millions of people that you can submit and share information with, just like internet radio today, which is big now. This is what we're on this platform with GT Professional Network Radio. And why it's important for companies to participate and get involved today like never before, this is a great opportunity to really maximize the moment and maximize the time that you have by putting yourself out there in the marketplace. Just like anything else, I mean, actors have to do that when it comes to productions, and not only that, for products that they're promoting as well or representing. And that's where you see a lot of these NBA stars, a lot of the sports entertainment, as well as in films and TV, how they're all doing it all at the same time. So it's really a great opportunity for small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to benefit from that as well, because this gives an opportunity to help grow in the community, to build the community, and basically helping each other as we continue. So with that, Layla, what current projects are you looking forward to for this month and also for the month of June?
Asking what the projects were I'm looking forward to?
Yes, what project are you looking forward to working this month?
As far as this month, Well, so this month though, I am really looking forward to working on the Joy Comes in the Morning project, of course. I am getting ready to start filming a web series. It's called Paying Dues, and I'm super excited about that. There's a few projects that are coming up later on in the summer. I am very excited about those. One of them is a movie directed by Michael Sterling, and the other one is also a feature film, and it's an independent film as well, and that is called H-Town, and we're going to start on that in August. What I have done is I just got done filming a scene for a docudrama that's Anna Nicole Smith, and that was so much fun. Great people, a lot of fun to work with. Let me see, I've shot a few commercials. I did a commercial for a medical clinic not too long ago. I did the sci-fi film competition. It's called The Zone, and my film in that competition is called Skilled in Deception, and it's going to be, they already premiered it at the Alamo in Vintage Park, and they'll be premiering the movie in totality. It was a mini premiere at Vintage Park, and the movie in totality will be premiered at Comic Palooza Memorial Day weekend. So
I'm
super excited about that. Yeah.
Wow. And that's great. And it's good to see that you're constantly looking for continued work for yourself, not only to get more credits and build your credits up, but also the exposure to let people see the exactly your talent and how gifted you are in film, especially working with independent films. And also, too, who inspires you to really push this out to do more and more on this level?
Inspires me. Most people would say another actress or somebody else who's got a big name. And honestly, my inspiration is my daughter. I and other students that I've worked with. I used to teach, and I just want them to know that you can do what you love to do. You just got to work at it. But you can grow in it, and you can do it, and it's possible. And I want them to see me do it and be able to, when they get older, say, you know what, I really love this, and I really want to do this, and have that confidence in themselves to be able to do it, you know? So that's my inspiration. That's my main driving force is the future. They're the important ones
in the future. Right. How did you get started, and what talent agencies or companies that you're working with currently right now, and what would you recommend a new person that's wanting to get into it, how to really look for a company that's going to really stand behind them and assist them in reference to their gift?
I would recommend that when they are looking for an agency to get with or a manager, that they definitely take the time and look into all the options available for their area. I actually work with three agencies, I have three agencies because the ones that I'm with, They have the non-compete clause for so many miles within a radius. I think it's a 100-mile radius or something like that. So I'm not limited to one agency, and I can't go to Chicago and get a representative in Chicago or go to New York and get a representative in New York. A lot of agencies will represent you, but you cannot go and get another agent in another city or another state. And that limits you to only their connections within that whoever they cast through and whoever they use. So I would definitely suggest before you sign with an agency to really look at the contract and make sure that you're able to reach out and join other agencies as well. I also would recommend that you don't do anything that you're not comfortable with. A lot of times, you know, you have people that want you to do things and they'll push you if you're pretty or handsome or green in the industry. They'll say you got to do this in order to make it. You don't have to do anything that you do not feel morally okay about. Whatever is for you will be for you, and it will happen in its own time. But don't do something that you're not okay with yourself about, thinking that it's going to speed things up or move faster. Also in representation, just make sure that when you're looking for representation, that that is what you really want, because you have independent actors and actresses as well. And it is possible to get a good steady foot in the game without representation, but you do have to do it. You have to network. You need to do a lot more work if you want to take it. There's just so many
people. Wow.
So many people are so nervous. I don't know, but you can do it. There's so many ways to get it done. And make sure that whoever you work with, you like them. You have to like the people you work with.
Yeah, I think that's important, too. And that's great tips and great information that you just shared with us here at GT Professional Network Radio. And I just want to encourage everybody who's tuning in and listening into the show, please always take a pen and pad, and as I'll share with everybody, take copious notes. Get information that's going to be relevant for you. And we always use in our network, and how our network is the win formula, what's important now. So that way you can understand exactly what you need to do step by step to really get yourself focused, get yourself engaged, and then getting with companies that's going to really benefit you in the process. And guys, if you want to learn more about what we're doing on our show, you can always go to our website at www.globaltechenterprise.net. I want you to check out Ms. Layla Michelle's website at www.laylamichelle.com. Really good, simple, laylamichelle.com. And Layla, you have a lot of good things that you can share when it comes to imaging and making sure that you got all the information necessary so people can see your IMDb. How important is that to have a great looking IMDb and showcasing the credits that you're basically involved in with film?
Definitely, yes. IMDb. It's like the Facebook for the film industry. It's very, very important. I have two films on my IMDb right now, and actually the website is .net. As well.
You're right, .net. I'm sorry, correction. Yeah, it's LaylaMichelle.net. Yes, correction. Thank you for correcting me on that one. And yes, with the IMDb, that helps everybody to see and showcase what you're actively currently doing, and then the credits you got, and then also your popularity and your scale, because now IMDb, which is owned by Amazon.com, who owns that, which is called Internet Movie Database. That's what IMDb stands for, Internet Movie Database, where as a business owner, we want to make sure, guys, you want to keep up with what's relevant in the marketplace. Who's doing what? What's happening now? And what we can do to get also involved and participate in what's happening in our area, in our neighborhood. So in the city of Houston, it's growing, when you agree, Layla, leap by leaps and bounds. And everybody that I'm sharing opportunities with are now plugging in, not only to my station here at GT Professional Network Radio, but also looking at opportunities where they can get some insights to growth. And that was, I'm glad when you started out that you said growth is, to me, the most important commodity on the planet. Without growth, we just exist, we're not living. So we have to continue to look for the growth mode and stay in the growth mode. That's why I created the growth series each month that we're doing for 2015 to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to help them to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. This is a great opportunity. You do not want to miss out on what we got coming up. And Layla, if for information as far as other projects, what would you recommend a new actress or actor to do in order to get out there to find out what's happening and who's doing what in film in their city?
Well, as far as in your particular city, if you're not here in Houston, you can definitely go onto Google and Google the film industry meetups in your city. You can also as well look into meetups.com. They have film stuff for your particular city as far as Houston goes. I would say join Facebook groups. Go to meetups that are for the film industry. You also, if you're with an agency, they should be able to, they should have you signed up for different things that send you notifications to your email. If not, there's one called Casting Networks. There's another one called Stage 32. Sign up for those so you can get notices. Actors Access is another good one to have. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of networking. Get to know who the film people are in your city because, you know, there's some of us, but it's like a community. We all know each other, or we all know somebody who knows somebody, and there's always a project. There's always something going on. So just run.
Wow. Wow, that's great. And that is right, ladies and gentlemen. And everyone that's tuning in to the show, this is what you want to do. And what Layla Michelle, Ms. Actress Layla Michelle, has put together is really good. Stage 32, which I'm a part of here in Houston, Texas, it's a great opportunity. It's an actors database in reference to work and getting tools and tips and information as an actress or an actor, what you want to do, what you need to do to grow your network. Guys, it's all about being independent and working for yourself. What would you want to have happen for the rest of this year, 2015? And then also look at who are you connected with and how many people that's on the same level or above where you want to go. You have to do your research. You have to connect with the right people in order to find what you're looking for. I want to thank you, Ms. Layla Michelle, for that information and for sharing what we have here on NGT Professional Network Radio. And then, again, your website, laylamichelle.net, is really going to take off and catapult a lot of people. And I share this with all talent across the country, that you guys have to start promoting yourself. It's not enough to have the agencies or companies to do it, but you have to be the one to get mostly involved. Look at the actresses and actors today on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you see what they're posting on a regular, consistent basis. Why? Because they know I got to keep my fan base engaged in what I'm doing. That's what it's all about.
So true.
When you keep your fan base engaged in what you're doing, your following base will grow. And this is how you get the notoriety that you're looking for as a talent. So as I share this with all the talent, and being a talent scout myself, I know exactly what I'm looking for. It's not only that, but I want to educate and encourage and edify people who are doing what is necessary to grow. Again, growth is your most important commodity. Stay focused on that, and you will see yourself to the next level that you want to get to. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm almost out of time. This is only a 30-minute show, but I thank God for this opportunity, and thank God for Ms. Layla Michelle for tuning in and coming on board as our special guest. And you know, in the last closing note, Layla, what would you suggest new actresses that want to get in film, like docudramas, or what type of film would you think is good? Horror? Docudramas, what action, what would you think?
It's really what you feel comfortable with as far as a new actress goes. If you're not comfortable crying on camera or being emotional, don't do drama. If you are not comfortable dressing up and pretending to be scary and getting in people's faces, don't do horror. I mean, there's so many different genres of film you can get into. My personal favorite, I like drama and I like sci-fi a lot. And there's a lot of that down here, especially in the independent film industry. So, I mean, it's plenty of pieces of the pie for everybody, you know?
Come enjoy.
Well spoken. Well spoken, like a true champion. And I'm really thankful for that and thankful for that information. And guys, if you really want to know more about this show, I'm going to send out the information to you. You can go to our website at www.globaltechenterprise.net. And again, you can check out Ms. Layla Michelle, her website that we created for her, which is laylamichelle.net. And again, tune in next week as we continue on our growth series. We're going to have again back on Mr. Norman Ray Fix. We're going to have also Dr. Williams from North Las Vegas, Nevada, and everybody else. So until then, keep building the faith and keep building the dreams.